Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have John King, who is service manager with Dublin North East Youth Advocate Programme, otherwise known as YAP Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Hi, John. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about you're looking for North Dublin-based applicants. But before we go into that, just remind people what YAP Ireland is all about.
Yeah, YAP Ireland, we're all across the country. We have programmes in 22 counties in the country. But specifically in North Dublin, we work with in areas like Coolock, Darndale, Clongriffin, North County Dublin as well, Santry, Finglas, all those areas. And the app, we work with young people ranging in age from 10 to 18. And it's a strengths-based, needs-led, wraparound intensive support service for young people and families. And these families are often struggling with a range of issues in their lives. And we use community-based advocates. And it's a model we use. It's an evidence-based model, and it achieves really positive outcomes for young people and families within their own community. And the idea is to link to the advocate comes from their own area, knows the area well, or researches the area, and links the young person and family into community supports that are nearby that can sustain the young person, you know, through maybe the difficulties. So it can range from, you know, getting back into sport, you know, getting back into school, staying out of maybe staying away from risky behaviour like in the community, or just even, you know, if they've become withdrawn and from, you know, life, maybe that's they can gain in confidence, like through the relationship with an advocate. And actually that's one of the big things that happens with our young people. The, you know, we can show that like 83% of our young people report that they their self-esteem has improved at the end of the programme. So, yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So it's vulnerable people that these applicants will be working with.
Yes, they are. Yeah, yeah. Or they're struggling with issues, you know,
yeah,
at a particular time in their life. Yeah. And we provide, like, full training to the advocates. And advocates come from, you know, various walks of life, and they're, you know, a range of ages. So there are all kinds of people. I suppose the one thing is that they're really interested in working with young people and families, and that's the area that they excel in, or even if they don't already, that they find themselves excelling in after the training and working with a young person or a family.
Now, do these young people and their families, are they referred to YAP Ireland, or can they approach YAP Ireland themselves?
No, they can't approach them themselves at the moment. We would love if they could, but they're referred in, through TUSLA, generally, or maybe Disability Service or Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services as well. That's the main bulk of our referrals.
Yeah. Would the Garda Youth Diversion Projects, would they be involved with this, or no?
We would work closely with them in some areas, they don't refer in at the moment, but we would work closely with them, and we work with we do get referrals in from the juvenile justice system.
Right. Now, I noted it's applicants you're looking for here. Are they volunteers, or is what's?
No, they're not volunteers. They're paid. They're paid for their work. They're paid for the hours they work with the young person. As I say, they're just a range of people with a range of skills. The criteria is to have some experience of working with young people, maybe 3 months or more. Or it could be life experience, you know, we don't have to formally have worked. And the work could be voluntary work that they've worked with young people. They have access to a car and a full driver's license, because they go into the young person's community and then pick up the young person and go out then to the community services, you know, they bring the young person along to. So they're recruited. At the moment we're running the recruitment, and they go through a recruitment process and a training process, and they're Garda vetted, and they were trained in child safeguarding as well. So and they're matched with the a young person or a family, and it's paid work that they engage in.
Right, so it's actually it's a job, and we've spoken before on numerous occasions, and we always say it's very fulfilling work.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. I mean, I was just saying there, another interview I was talking, and they, you know, you could ask, I have asked, you know, kind of in training sessions, people like, you know, we can describe what we do or, you know, how we do our job from day to day. But I suppose when you dig down deep and wonder, like, why do we do stuff? A lot of that, is, you know, especially in our work, a lot of people would say was really about giving back and the fulfillment and the encouragement they get from it. And people will say, well, I was a young person once and struggled, and I think that I need my time to give that back into the community. Or, you know, they get, you know, great meaning from the work. Like, it just means a lot to actually make improvements in someone's life and build up that relationship, you know. And, you know, we pride ourselves in that we don't need a professional qualification to be an advocate, although a lot of our advocates do have them, because, you know, they're grassroots community-based advocates who understand their own community, and they meet the young person, you know, at their own level. And that can be a very fulfilling feeling, that you can make a difference in someone's life by just, you know, being that one good adult or one listening ear for the person at that particular time, you know, of difficulty.
Yeah, I'm just reading here, the percentages are very good. You mentioned yourself there, 83% of the young people in 2017 showed an improvement in their self-esteem and confidence.
Yeah.
And then 77% an improvement in school attendance.
Yeah, yeah, which is wonderful, you know. Yes. Like, self-esteem and confidence is really what it's all based on, isn't it? It's about building up resilience, like, to and cope, learning to cope with your, you know, difficulties. And, you know, it's proven that, you know, linking into community and getting back into school actually really helps a young person and builds up their resilience and their coping mechanisms and coping strategies. So, yeah, we're very proud of those statistics, really, yeah.
Yeah, and I know a couple of years ago there was a report done on Yap Ireland, and it was very positive results.
Yeah, yeah, it's an evidence-based model, and we've had research done, yeah, in NUI Maynooth, and yeah, it did come up with the kind of indicators the same outcomes that we have ourselves. Yes, yeah.
Right, John, if there are people out there now and they would like to apply, how do they go about it?
Yeah, well, getting onto our website is probably the best thing. So yapireland.ie, and if they go onto the Getting Involved and then Work With Us clicks on those on the website, we'd absolutely love to see your application coming in. And the 1st of July is a closing date, so get to it as soon as you can. And we'd, you know, don't worry too much about, you know, if anyone has a difficulty filling in an application form, they could certainly give us a call. But, you know, don't worry if they feel that, oh, maybe my experience wouldn't count. I'd encourage people to apply, and we could give feedback, like, in the application form. So please apply. We're really, you know, would love to get a whole big spread of advocates around the Dublin North area, particularly where you're based, your own radio station, all is based just in around there. Beaumont, Santry, Coolock, Darndale, Llangriffin, Donnymead, all those areas. We'd love to hear from people. It's a very flexible role. It's not particularly set hours that people have to fix in with. These hours can be worked, you know, after, in, like, in evening times, you know, afternoon, weekends, you know. They can work in line when people have another job, you know, and they just want to give back to the community in some other way. So I'd really encourage people to apply. It's a very rewarding role. People always say that, and it's very rewarding when you get the feedback from the young people, you know.
Yeah, and as you said, it's giving back to your own local community, and you'd be working with young people and families in your own local community.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. So yapireland.ie, and yeah, please apply.
Okay, Joan, listen, thanks very much for talking to me. It's always nice talking to you, because it is, as you say, all very fulfilling, the work you're doing.
And, yeah, it's lovely to talk to you. Yeah, thanks so much, John.
Okay.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And we talk again. Thank you for taking the call, Joan.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.